The number of registered officials continues to grow, and we check out how the MHSAA's website got started. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by the Michigan Achievement Scholarship. Each week during this segment, we direct you to check out our website, MHSAA.com, to stay up to date on everything high school sports in Michigan. But what's the origin of MHSAA.com? How did it get started? The initial version went live in 1996 on the AOL network. And don't you miss hearing that dial-up connection tone from that era. The first official version of MHSAA.com went live a year later in 1997. Originally, the website was a place for school administrators to find resources on sportsmanship and to schedule games. And about 400 people a day visited the site in its early stages. In 2011, a section of the website titled Second Half was launched. This added fan-focused editorial content like feature stories, game previews, finals recaps, photo galleries, and more. With the advent of the second half, the number of annual visitors grew to about 27 million. And just a couple of years ago, in 2022, the website underwent its latest change, merging the administrative content with that of the second half into one cohesive website designed for easier navigation on mobile devices, and that's the website you see now. Annual traffic now hovers around 40 million views. You want to read more on the evolution of MHSAA.com? Then, you guessed it, check out the story at MHSAA.com. Each week this year, Jeff Kimmerly looks back at how the MHSAA has changed over its first 100 years. It's time for Game Balls, when we highlight a trio of standout performances from the past week. Frankie Moose senior Liam Little rolled a 300 game in a win over Essexville Garber, the second 300 game in Frankie Moose history. Belding's Allison Rockburn, she went over 1,000 career points in a win over Comstock Park. And to the Kingsford wrestling team, who won their own tournament, the Ray Mariucci Invite, for the first time since 1993.
Graduating seniors could qualify for a tuition-free skill certificate or associate degree through the new Community College Guarantee, no matter their GPA or your household income. Or if your child plans to attend a four-year university or career school, the Michigan Achievement Scholarship Program has them covered. They could get up to $27,500 toward a bachelor's degree or up to $4,000 for career training. Complete the FAFSA to get started at mi.gov/achievement.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with registered official Paige Winnie.
We're on the basketball court today for You Make the Call. Players from Team A and Team B are running down the sideline, chasing after a loose ball. While trying to get around his opponent, player A's momentum takes him out of bounds for two or three steps. He then steps back in bounds and grabs the ball. Is this legal? Yes, it is legal, provided the player establishes position in bounds before touching the ball. A player may step out of bounds, but as long as they establish themselves in bounds before touching the ball, they can legally play the ball. If the player were to touch the ball while still out of bounds, however, the play would be whistled dead and possession would be awarded to the opposing team.
Thanks, Paige. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you're interested, please go to the MHSAA website now to register. In 2024, the number of registered MHSAA officials was up, and that's an increase in the number of officials for the fourth straight year. A handful of individual sports saw big increases, like baseball, basketball, football, soccer, and volleyball. To help recruit and retain officials, the MHSAA has provided membership in the National Association of Sports Officials. Membership gives officials expanded insurance coverages, access to professional services and development, and a subscription to an MHSAA-focused referee magazine. But there's still a need for more. Becoming an official is a great way to stay involved in sports, earn extra money, and stay in shape. If you're interested, go to MHSAA.com and click on Officials for more information. Without officials, it's just practice. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by the Michigan Achievement Scholarship, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross, and we'll be back next week.